Hello and good day, everyone. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. This is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona. Today we have Carletta Chief. Carletta Chief is an Associate Professor of Environmental Science and an Extension Specialist at the University of Arizona. How's it going, Carletta?
Hello, good morning. It's going great, thank you.
So why don't we start off, just talk to us a little bit about who you are and the type of work you do at the University of Arizona.
Well, I like to go ahead and acknowledge all my relations in my language. University of Arizona de Yes, what I just did was acknowledge all my relations. And since I'm on the radio, I know that I will most likely have a native listener out there and even a Navajo listener out there. So I wanted to establish my relationship with them over the air. And so what I said was I am Bitterwater and I'm born for near the water people. My maternal grandfather is Mini Goats and my paternal grandfather is Red Running Into the Water. That's how I identify myself as a Navajo woman. So I'm sure I have some relatives out there from the Totichitni clan, Bitterwater, which is my main clan, and then from my other three clans. So that's who I am first and foremost as an Indigenous woman. I'm also a scientist, so an Indigenous scientist and an associate professor and extension specialist at the University of Arizona.
That was a beautiful introduction. Thank you very much for taking the time to be on KXEI with us today. I think the next big question really is talking about what type of work you do and your area of research.
My training is in hydrology, specifically the flow of unsaturated liquids in the vadose zone. I did a lot of fundamental research related to that. But my drive through my career has always been how does science connect with communities and how can science be the tool to answer questions facing our communities today? And for me, as an Indigenous woman, a lot of that drive is coming from my upbringing from the Navajo Nation. My family to this day is impacted by coal mining. And so I left the reservation in search of obtaining an education that would help answer questions facing my own community, as well as the greater Native America. And so today I use my hydrology training to apply that to water challenges facing Indigenous communities. My work can be described as community-based research where the research questions are coming from the communities and that they are formulated by their own needs. And then I work with my collaborators at the University of Arizona and throughout the U.S. to find a team that would be able to address those challenges.
You have a pretty large portfolio of accomplishments and forms of engagement. I think your Indigifuse National Science Foundation funding to support students to do the type of research you just described is noteworthy. Really a lot of travel to go and reach these different communities. Are you listening to music?
Well, my husband is a musician. I've had a greater appreciation for jazz. But for me, I really like old school R&B. I grew up on the Navajo Nation where I didn't have electricity or running water. We didn't have a TV. So I was really isolated in terms of pop culture. But when we're driving, I have a student that has a playlist music that's more of my generation than her. So it kind of bonded us in a way and just made the drives really nice.
We're really thankful for your time and for sharing the type of work you do. And it's an honor to have you on KXEI. Thanks, Carletta.
Thank you. Yeah.
Today's episode of Thesis Thursday was actually a much longer conversation. To hear the full interview, check out Thesis Thursdays on KXEI.org.